Good morning, Carmel. You are currently tuned into 91.3, and right now, the show Invisible is starting. I'm your host, Emily Patton, and actually, today, no one is alongside me, but doesn't stop us. We have a show for you about anxiety and triggers. And to start off, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary definition of anxiety is an apprehensive uneasiness of mind or a fearful concern. And according to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, anxiety is the most common mental illness in America, and it affects nearly 40 million adults, which is 18% of the population. Those are people that are 18 or older. Also, anxiety disorders can develop due to genetics, like your mom or your dad has it, and now your brother or maybe you or you both have it, brain chemistry, life events that can emotionally scar you, such as maybe rape, personality, or you could be self-diagnosed, which is when you convince yourself that you are, you have the disease or whatever. All right, up next we have Breeze Box by Alt J, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Invisible. I'm Emily Patton, and today's topic is anxiety and triggers. So some people don't quite know what the term triggering or triggers means. So the term triggering in terms of anxiety means that something or someone is activating anxiety on someone and could be making that person feel worrisome or unsettles them. A common anxiety trigger could be worries with money, lack of space, or maybe crowded areas, and or health concerns. There's many more, but those are just very common ones. When someone is triggered by something someone said or did, maybe they saw something that didn't sit well with them, they oftentimes have an anxiety attack, which means they lose control of their body. And many different things could occur, such as they could faint, such as they could have another anxiety attack after that. But the simplest way to avoid running into the situation would be to just be cautious and aware of what you or whomever you're with, to just be cautious of what you say or you do around them, and don't do anything that would maybe unsettle you. Stay tuned in to 91.3 to hear more discussion about anxiety here on Invisible, but for now, here is The Strokes with Last Night. You're listening to Invisible on 91.3 WHJE, and I'm your host, Emily Patton. Today's topic is anxiety, and for those of you just now tuning in, anxiety is an apprehensive uneasiness of the mind or a fearful concern. And some people have anxiety because it was genetically passed down to them, or maybe life events have influenced this disorder. With anxiety, it is not uncommon for people who have the disorder to also develop depression and vice versa. This is actually very interesting because 6.7% of adults in America suffer from depression, and that is nearly 14.8 million people who are 18 years or older with these diseases. With these two mental illnesses side by side, they can influence a person's views on ideas, social life, and make daily life difficult, making little issues become giant barriers. Invisible will be right back on WHJE, but first, here is 21 Pilots with Tear in My Heart. Welcome back to Invisible on WHJE. Today's topic is anxiety. Usually people think that anxiety isn't normal, but it is. Anxiety is a normal part of life that nearly everyone deals with, but how do you know if you have an anxiety disorder? Well, common signs that healthy anxiety is becoming a serious issue are panic attacks, anxiety attacks, perfectionism, flashbacks, and self-doubt. Although there are many temporary fixes and different coping mechanisms with anxiety, consulting a doctor is highly recommended. With that being said, that is all for today's edition of Invisible. Tune in next Monday from 10 to 11 to hear my co-host Niharika Katragata and I discuss animal cruelty. Thank you for tuning in this morning, and have a great day, Carmel.